Given the Mishnayos of Rabbi Akiva tonight, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Akiva, Omer Schok v'kalos rosh margila nes ha'adam le'erva. Person thinks that it's all fun and games until it's not anymore. Masorah siag le'torah, maestro siag le'osher, nedarim siag le'prishas, and the one that I want to develop, siag le'chachma shesika, that the catalyst for wisdom is silence. Rabbeinu Yonah writes very, very beautifully about this idea. And he talks about how when a person is overly eager to share their own thoughts, there's kind of a phenomenon that happens, is that they're thinking about what they're going to say, and somehow that in the brain, he doesn't describe it in, you know, neurochemical terms, but he basically says this is what happens, that like the brain doesn't really then process in an auditory way, you know, because the person is just so focused on what it is that they want to get across. And that's too bad, because very often if we're listening, especially to people of substance, there's a lot there, there's a lot of nuance there, and we may, you know, very much find that, you know, questions are already answered if we're paying careful attention. And that of course requires an understanding that there's a lot to be learned out there in the world, and that, again, this comes from an attitude of respecting people who, again, have spent years mastering a discipline, the value of experience, the value of scholarship, etc. This is something which is obviously very important, to be quiet and to listen to those, you know, who are very experienced and have plenty to teach us. That was the assumption that Rabbi Akiva himself made. Now, Rabbi Akiva went on from there and he said, "Huaya omer chaviv adam shenivra betzelem." All of humanity is precious, created in the image of God. There's so much value there, and there's so much potential there. But it was a separate manifestation of God's love for humanity that he made humanity aware of the fact that we're created B'Tzelem Elohim. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Chavivin Yisrael shenikru banim l'makom, chiba yisera nodas lehem, shenikru banim l'makom, shenemar banim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. The pasuk in Re'e, and likewise, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shenitan lam klichemda, Chiba Yisera, Nodas lahem, Shenitan lam klichemda, Shenemar kilekachtov, Nasati lachem, Torasi al tazovu. So, Klal Yisrael described in two terms here. Number one is banim, as the children of Hashem, and also as the recipients of the Torah. So, the point that I wanted to extract and just talk a little bit about is the idea of Chiba Yisera, Nodas lo, that in each case, you know, that whether it's humanity, which is, it's a sign of humanity's being beloved, that humanity was created as opposed to any of the other animals or plants or whatever it is in the image of God, but that Hashem told us that. And likewise, that it's not just that the Jewish people are children to Hashem, but that Hashem made sure we understood that. And it's not just that the Jewish people received the Torah, but Hashem told us to value it, ki lekach nos nasati lachem. I think the point is that the following. Sometimes in life, all too often, I suppose, that people have something, but they don't know to value it. They don't know that this is something which is incredibly important. It's like, you know, hopefully parents and grandparents are always telling their children and their grandchildren that this is really what matters in life. Sometimes it could be staring you right in the face, and you're too young, you're too inexperienced to properly assign value to it. And that's unfortunate, because you don't even know you have it until then it's squandered. So what this mission appears to be saying is the following. It was a sign of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved humanity, that he created humanity in the image of God. But then he said, don't think that's a small thing. Right? Sometimes in life, the most important thing is to value what you already have. You just haven't assigned it, you know, proper value. And again, you know, lahavdil elef alfei havdalos. So I like to, you know, tell this story because I'm a sports fan and think there's a lot to be learned from this. So if you'd ask anybody who's even a casual a fan of baseball, who's the greatest relief pitcher ever? And it's obvious, Mariano Rivera. It's not even close. Mariano Rivera is the greatest relief pitcher ever. And he came very close to being cut from the major leagues. The issue was the following. There's a principle in baseball that you have to have three pitches to be a starting pitcher. And Mariano Rivera's wrists, okay, anatomically, were not very flexible, and he could only throw two pitches. He came up as a starting pitcher. He could throw basically a fastball and a cut fastball, but he wasn't really able to throw a curveball. So before cutting him, This was the Yankees management at the time, Buck Showalter and Gene Michael, Olav Shalom. So they said, well, before we cut him, you know, we might as well see if he could be a reliever. They said to value what you have, you know. Right? If the Yankees had cut Mariano Rivera, we'd be still talking about it in New York today, you know, as, one of the equivalent of Boston trading Babe Ruth or something. So, you know, this is... obviously, you have to value what you have, but sometimes you just don't know to value what you have because, again, like you don't have experience enough. And that way, I think the two Mishnayos connect with each other. The first Mishnah, Siag L'Chachma Shasika, that if you listen, especially to older people, I mean like elderly, but just people who are older than you, they'll tell you that, you know, if you have a good thing going, not to take it for granted, not to value it, devalue it, to really assign it the proper value. That is so much of the proper perspective in life. Rabbi Chanan ben Kashmir.